Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Box Office Breakdown. I'm host Sarah Stratton, yep. And we have our full panel here today.
You could almost say it's the Trinity, as they say in Batman v Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman.
Bingo.
Are you okay with that division?
I love that division.
Yeah, Batman, Superman.
I'm just doing stuff real quick.
I'll take it.
He stays out at night in the shadows. I'm more of like a daylight kind of guy.
That's correct.
And Wonder Woman, you're just kicking ass.
Well, yeah. We don't know what Wonder Woman's going to be doing in this.
That's true.
Obviously kicking ass, soon. But I'm kind of interested.
Aquaman's in this too, right?
Supposedly, I think it's going to be a cameo, basically, but who knows?
And Amber Heard has got cast to be in Aquaman as the leading lady.
Really? Maybe Johnny Depp will make an appearance.
He'll be a goldfish that we don't. He'll be like doing motion capture.
Like
so obviously today we are going to be talking a lot probably about Batman vs Superman because that is coming out. It's going to take over the box office. Zootopia, we're not going to be talking about you as much anymore.
Yeah,
but we do also have to say last week, while we loved having our guests in. Mm-hmm. Can I just blame Tom for the fact that we messed up, or do we have to take accountability for the fact that we messed up without him?
We all put, I think, Midnight Special on the top five, not realizing it released in, like, what, five theaters?
Five theaters.
But I blame it because we had four people, more than usual. Yeah, Tom wasn't here.
There's a lot of controversy. I wasn't here to write in the ship, you know?
Yeah, Tom usually holds it down. Like, for example, last week I would have been like, oh, I have Miracle, whatever, what's it, number two, and I have Midnight Special number three.
Yeah, and I've been like, hey, it's in five theaters, and everybody's been like, oh, okay, and then everybody.
So that's what should have happened, right. But instead, you know, we just went about our normal thing, put it in there, and so obviously all of our top fives are wrong, except we did get that the top two right, not a surprise to us here, maybe a little bit more of a surprise to the studios behind it, so let's get into some of these numbers, starting with number five, Deadpool coming in that fifth spot with $8 million, only dropping 27%.
Yeah.
It has stayed in the top five now for, a while. We're doing pretty well. It's in the sixth week.
$340 million.
Almost $341 million domestic.
It just surpassed Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, take yourself back to 2 years when Guardians of the Galaxy came out. People went nuts over that movie.
Mm-hmm.
The critics are like, fans.
Are we all Guardians of the Galaxy fans?
I am like, here's the deal. I like it a lot.
I'm
not in the love
I'm in
that
the love.
Some people hit.
I'm in, that was Listen. One of the gifts that a lot of people from me got for Christmas.
Oh, really?
But yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Guardians.
That,
I bought a bunch of DVDs.
Did you buy a Dancing Groot? That's what everyone I feel like had to go buy.
Just like other stuff? That's hot.
Did you pick yourself green?
Best Buy with like a bunch of Guardian of the Galaxy stuff. That's hot.
I did have that.
Yeah. I just think it's insane that a $50 million something budget rated R movie of a character who's not well known. Again, the Guardians weren't well known either, but you had Marvel pushing
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes that helps.
I mean, it does. Yeah, it just fascinates me.
I think it was the right time for this, and they did it well. And, you know, it'll get knocked out the box next week now. I mean, that's
okay. We'll get
But it
to
had
that.
A wonderful run.
Great weekend.
It's just been amazing for this film. Let's go into number two, which was 10 Cloverfield Lane, bringing in at $12.5 million, dropping 49%.
Not bad.
I did get to see this one, so now I'm in the loop. We're all in the loop together.
You saw it right after our show last week.
Yes.
And you saw it. We were hanging out getting some drinks at Barney's Beanery with the crew.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I went and go check it out.
He went and saw it. All right, so I want to, real quick, what do you guys think? Without ruining any, no spoilers.
I was bamboozled a little bit.
What happened?
A lot of people said it was really good. I really didn't love it. I thought it was okay.
I
thought it was a long Twilight Zone episode.
It was, definitely.
It was, but I love Twilight Zone. I think John Goodman's great, and the chick was cool.
Fantastic.
It could have been better. I was looking for a little, the other guy had really no purpose.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, I think it could have been a lot better.
If you're going to get a guy that age with that kind of beard, why not just cast you? You would well,
have that's really the, that's that really there of this movie.
That's what's missing.
I really liked it. I really liked it. I thought. I think one of the reasons I did like it so much was John Goodman's performance. Mm-hmm. I think it was fantastic. I think if I just read the script of this, I think I would have had. It would have been more predictable if it were not for how John Goodman was playing that, because he was convincing me of things that I was like. I know you're lying, or I know you're telling the truth, but it was he was manipulative, like, and it was fantastic.
Like somebody who wanted down, a chick down in the basement, and that's it. But he wasn't really trying.
Well,
to
Well, I don't want
like,
to spoil anything, but like all sorts of levels of it. His performance just was so intriguing to me, and really kept it from being too predictable. But I will say that I do feel like this is two movies combined.
Is it? That's what I was gonna say. Because I texted you the following day because I was like, I need to know where she falls. Because another friend of ours, Roxy. The third act, she hates it.
So long.
Hates it.
You hated it too. Yeah. I was in the middle. I didn't like it. I didn't hate it. I was like, okay.
I just think you have two movies. Uh-huh. If they had been separate movies, they both would have been good. The first one's better than the second one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what I like about it, and if you go see it, is that the possibility that the third act leads to for the bigger picture, for looking at more Cloverfield type of movies.
The ending was abrupt.
You thought it was abrupt?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was abrupt.
I mean, it's funny. Like, again, I liked the movie. You didn't like it. You didn't love it.
That was well done.
This is what I will say. If they make another Cloverfield movie, and this and the characters from this are never revisited or re-mentioned in any way, that would be a disappointment, and that would hurt the ending of this movie for me more. If they intertwine someone from this into a future film, I would feel more justified in how they've ended this movie.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin spoilers, but what she did to like get rid of the thing or whatever it was.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
we had a little bit of this debate. Well, you guys go see it. We'll probably. If it comes up again on the show, we're going to be giving spoilers. That's the fair warning.
Yes, that's correct.
Moving on to...
We'll give a warning. We'll do like an arm wave and then be like, about to begin. 30 seconds.
Okay.
Going on to Miracles from Heaven, which did better than most people expected. Jennifer Garner Power, is that what we're giving this to?
Yes.
15 million.
I think they were in a commercial during a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they got like 85 million views or something like that.
$15 million from Sony.
Throw the word miracle in it. Throw the word heaven in it.
Well-known book. A lot of people were saying that, this was marketing has been coming up a lot recently in film. You're contrasting movies where you have something like a trailer for Cloverfield coming out with very little plot points. They're kind of giving you a general feel. Mm-hmm. They're not giving a ton of reveals. Then you have something like Miracles from Heaven, which you see the trailer, and I don't know what's not in the movie. I mean, I haven't seen it, but
it's so
you know
dopey.
Everything that happens.
So
what's that, Latifah? Is that Queen Latifah?
She's in it.
That
she has a small supporting role, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
she played like Whoopi Goldberg's character and like the Color Purple or something?
Color Purple, I thought you
the
Ghost.
Yeah, the Ghost, that's what I mean.
But there is what our trailer's going to come to. Yeah. But when you have a movie like Miracles of Heaven, it obviously didn't hurt it to have its marketing.
No.
It's because your whole audience really knows what they're signing up for. There's not really a mystery of where this plot is going. It's more you want to feel good, you want to believe, you want to... It's that type
you know,
of vibe.
You know what's funny is...
It's a feel-good belief system.
A lot of people stayed home and watched Daredevil this weekend. I'm at like episode 8.
I'm going to watch that tonight.
I'm loving it.
It's
and
great.
Elektra's reintroduced.
I know.
And the original Elektra was Jennifer Garner.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And she was fine in the
How
first Daredevil movie.
How does she compare to your Daredevil Elektra?
It's
very different.
It's night and day. The Elektra movie I never saw, but hers was like one of the worst comic movies ever. She could have
I actually watched Jennifer Garner's Elektra movie, and it's one of those it's bad, but I've definitely watched it at least 5 times.
Wow. Okay.
It used to play on TV all the time.
Okay.
It's kind of like in the Sucker Punch realm where you're like, there's so many bad things about this, but I'm going to keep watching.
Sucker Punch has like cool visuals. You can just mute it and be like, oh, this looks cool.
Should have been like the Spring Breakers realm. That's
all right.
Spring Breakers.
Well,
what a great movie.
Then we have the Divergent series, Allegiant, Lionsgate's franchise starring Shailene Woodley is back again.
Is this the last
one? This time...
There's one more.
I think there's one more.
That's why
bringing $29 million. This is a big drop compared to the rest of how their franchise has done. Is it oversaturation of the market in this? Mm-hmm. Is it just too much time has passed? Is it the fact that there didn't do a ton of press in comparison to other.
Right. I mean, how about that?
Yeah, how about it just sucks?
Did you see how well Twilight did? Like, sometimes that doesn't affect things.
I know they're trying to follow a format where they break the book up and make two movies, like all the Hunger Games, Harry Potter, whatever. Mm-hmm. This is not that good. And this shouldn't have been this four movies or whatever this is. It should be three. Get it out of here.
But it has very talented actors. That's true. A lot of people say that they're... You have Kate Winslet has been in that. Shailene Woodley. Yeah.
The first one make $56 million opening weekend or something like that?
A ton. Let's find out for sure.
And then the second one did like 40.
I just...
And this one did 29. The other one's probably going to do 20 when it comes out. Nobody cares.
I agree. So it has great actors, but like nobody... I don't want to see Miles Teller or Shailene Woodley in this movie. It has no interest. Even Kate Winslet. It's a paycheck.
She signed on for a paycheck. That's all she did.
I think they have... I think for Miles Teller, Shailene Woodley, these are just
Kraddick,
paychecks.
Isn't this correct? Yeah, she's in a lot of these franchise films right now.
She's in Dope, too.
Mad Max.
Isn't she in X-Men?
She was in First Class. Yeah, that was her breakout role, I believe.
I wonder if she's going to be
She died
Angel.
In Days of Future Past.
You never know. Timelines switch in X-Men all the time. Who knows going to come back to life? Who's going to be dead?
Hopefully they hire Lisa Bonet, her mom.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's more my speed.
But Divergent didn't take the top spot, which I'm sure they were originally planning the release of Divergent, they really wanted number one. Mm-hmm. Number one went again to Zootopia, dropping only 26%. So our smallest drop in top 10.
26%. Mm-hmm.
Bringing in $38 million again. So 201 total domestic gross, doing very well.
Did you see it?
I still haven't seen this one. My God. I know I'm behind. I'm behind. Like,
I know I don't see any animation.
Animation movies are the only movies that like make me cry.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, that's what girls do. They, you know, they like cry at animation movies. The guys do too.
Is that
Mark Ellis cries
normal.
At that.
Yeah,
he cried at the Zootopia.
What movies do you cry at?
Rocky, Teen Wolf, when he gets beat up at the prom.
Have a crying movie?
I only cry at movie award shows when certain people don't win.
Yeah, that's true too.
You don't have any movies you cry during?
It's a difference between crying and man tears. Okay. Crying is like, tears is where you feel it coming, but you don't let it come out.
Yeah. And then you just
I have those though. Do I call them?
Yeah.
Call it crying.
No, they're not always sad. Like, movies that, like, did that to me, I'm trying to think. Oh, you know what? Selma had me a couple times. There were a couple scenes in Selma where I was like...
I cried during Titanic.
Rudy. Also, Rudy. When his dad starts clapping, and he's at Notre Dame, and he comes into the game, it's like...
I cry at the stories. But you know what? Crying is underrated. Like, you cried next to a girl watching... No, it's underrated. You cry during a movie with a chick, get anything you want. All I'm going to start crying more. I'm going to watch Daredevil at night and cry. See what happens.
I think you have to mesh the things or else you're going to look like a crazy person. You can't just like be crying.
Hopefully.
All right. So those were our numbers. So again, top five starting with Zootopia, then the Divergent series, Legion, Miracles from Heaven, 10 Cloverfield Lane, and 5 Deadpool. So dropping out of the top five were London Has Fallen, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, The Perfect Match, The Brothers Grimsby, which is all the way down to number 9, dropping 57.
He should just go do the Freddie Mercury story.
I love
to crush that.
I love Tom's idea of taking miracles or heaven. Those two words together guaranteed it. You're saying like a good $10 million,
easily, like maybe 15.
So maybe if some of these movies start doing that, you have 10 Miracle Lane.
Yeah, Zootopia from Heaven.
Zootopia from Heaven.
But that doesn't need any help because that already has Deuce Tapia as well.
Yeah, that's
Whiskey
true.
Tango Heaven. The Perfect Miracle.
The Perfect Miracle. Yes.
The Brothers.
Miracle?
Grimsby. Heaven.
Or the Heavenly Grimsbys?
The Heavenly Grimsby Brothers or something.
Yeah,
we'll see. Also, we should mention it, since it was our mistake, Midnight Special came out in 5 theaters.
Yep.
It was in the number 27 spot, brought in 36, almost 37,000 per theater.
Don't Urban Dictionary the Midnight Special. I don't think you want to know what that is.
I don't want to know what that is.
I don't know.
And
either,
on that subject, we will switch over to some
a paperclip, a rubber band.
I don't want to know. International numbers.
Yeah,
so,
here we go.
Disney's Zootopia ruled the international box office as well with an impressive $64.8 million. It opened in 50 markets, lifting the animated hit to nearly $600 million worldwide.
That's whistle-worthy.
Yeah.
That's good.
So more than half of Zootopia Zootopia's take this weekend came from China, where the comedy has taken in $173.4 million since its opening March 4th.
Yeah.
So that's right.
$30 million.
Of its U.S. total, yeah. Wow, so China.
China, right there.
They love animals talking just like us.
They like anything.
There's just a lot. I'm guessing there's a lot of food. We had to get like a theater count for China.
Yeah, there's
Remember
a lot.
Said,
of,
I did a long
like,
time
you said it was
ago.
Like 120,000 theaters. The one.
No,
time.
I didn't.
So, I mean,
I think
that.
You made that up. The thing is, I do know I talked about their theater count
I think
at some 12, point.
12,000, but I think it's like I think they only got four theaters over there.
I think the theme of the movie is
like
universal.
30, it fits like a billion people per theater.
The themes of this movie is very universal, so I can see it playing anywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wonder if they get the Godfather references. Like, how big is Godfather over in China?
Oh, are you kidding?
Huge?
Yeah, that's what the Chinese mob is based off of now.
Oh, good point.
All right. Leonardo DiCaprio's The Revenant finished second in this weekend with $36 million from 25 markets, with nearly all of that $33 million coming from,
they're at it again.
Guess what? China.
They're at it again.
Something's going on here. They're laundering money away through the movie theaters. I don't know what's going on. This is unbelievable.
This show has given me a kind of a China obsession.
Yeah.
I talk about China now like at least once every
Are
2 weeks.
Me?
Every 2 weeks. I do there it every single day.
There was a post there, Dave, where China was asking people to stop hiring strippers.
For funerals.
For funerals. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
Like what? Who does that?
Yeah, if I get roasted, I'm gonna have them ship me to China, so you know, I could sit there with open casket and hopefully maybe some strippers are there.
Okay, let's see. The Revenant
they fly
is
in, Vietnamese strippers too. They don't look that the regular.
That's
Chinese
a totally
do
off. Not important.
That's what I hear.
Okay, The Revenant is nearing $500 million in the worldwide
That's
box
great.
Office.
That's
gross.
Great.
Yes, I mean
some money involved there.
Anyway, Kung Fu Panda 3 remained a player with $31.8 million this weekend, taking first place openings in Italy. 3.8, Germany 2.1, Hong Kong 1.4, and Argentina. The DreamWorks title distributed by Fox has hit $257 million internationally.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I would love if Poe the Panda just did a crossover with Zootopia.
Yeah,
I mean you got a blockbuster
that could,
even bigger
that
than
could
Zootopia.
Definitely happen.
Zootopia Panda in heaven.
And Zootopia, they didn't really have a China location.
No.
There was a rainforest. There was like
yeah, but
tropics.
They associate pandas with China anyway, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They
I think you just came up with one
Wait
of
a minute.
The sequels.
Hold on one
spin-off
second.
Hold something.
On one second. Kung Fu Panda is a city of animals.
Right.
Yes.
It's already like Zootopia. Mm-hmm. It's basically Zootopia, just maybe in the past.
Yeah.
So you could easily mend these two franchises. They're all
you could fool those guys over there.
It'd be unbelievable.
I feel like your mind just got blown.
It just got blown.
All right.
This guy's been coming up with the best ideas lately. This guy, I don't know what's going on. The Gigolo Burbank.
Didn't you have another idea? You're doing something new right now.
Oh, yeah. I just launched a YouTube channel, JTE Movie Thinks. That was my podcast.
Yes.
And, I just launched my first video with Chris Stockman. We're talking about Batman v Superman. So, guys, if you're out there and you want to see some really fun shit, subscribe to JT Movie Thinks, my YouTube channel. I just announced a show today with Finstock where we're doing WTF trailer reactions.
Yeah.
I have found some
Whiskey
of the most
Tango Foxtrot trailers.
Of trailers. So, you know, a lot of people do these trailer reactions with like new Civil War and all this. I found the most insane, crazy trailers I could find on YouTube. I mean, we're talking there's nudity, there's violence, there's really bad special effects, and we're just going to sit there and kind of give our little social commentary
critique
on them.
And it's going to be the creme de la creme. But this one's not going to be the first one.
All right. So we'll
it's
going to
be amazing.
We'll
and also,
into that.
Black Devil Doll from Hell.
And I'll mention again, I'll remind you guys at the end of the show, but I'm seeing Batman v Superman tomorrow night. My review for Batman v Superman will be up on YouTube a little bit after midnight. So Tuesday morning, really.
Mm-hmm. He's talking about Zootopia and...
Gotcha. I was like, there is typing coming across the screen, but I was trying to see what the notes were.
Because DreamWorks is Kung Fu Panda and Zootopia is Disney. So they can't really do a crossover.
Yes, they could.
But Spider-Man could come into
let's
Marvel.
Promote like friendship between studios.
Boom.
All right. So Allegiant came in third with $22 million in 78 markets. Allegiant, the third film in the franchise, began rolling out last weekend in international markets and has grossed 53.4 internationally, led by $5 million in France.
Does anybody know what Allegiant means?
Yeah, it's like pledge allegiance to the flag.
Like, yeah,
I don't know what's happening
anymore. I don't know.
Divergent, insurgent. I know insurgent.
Well, no, because it was one of those, it's part of the book. Like, Divergent isn't like, it's not someone who's like just, it's like a, not a biological thing, but it's part of like her character.
Like biological warfare?
You know what?
No, it's like a society where they're like categorized into like different groups.
I apologize.
And she's not in one of them.
I apologize I brought up because I honestly don't care.
Okay. London Has Fallen came in fifth place. It came in fifth place with 10 million in 44 markets, lifting its foreign total to 45 million. Hmm. The focus feature Thriller has taken in 50 million in the U.S. in 3 weeks.
So it's at about 100 million. Now, I don't know how big the budget didn't feel that
budget
much bigger.
Was like 60.
If it was okay, so the budget was probably a little bit bigger than the first one, even though I thought the first one looked like it had a bigger budget. I think the director was just not up to the task. I think this movie was okay. Honestly, if they don't do a third one, I could really not care less.
They already signed on for it.
Did they really?
Middle Kingdom Has Fallen.
No, you're making that up.
Yeah, no, I'm serious.
All right.
Well, then
let's
the budget's 300 million.
Into...
Yeah, they're gonna resurrect Mayo
Saitama. You're back, so you can do your game.
Oh,
yay!
Did we not do it last week?
No,
no.
I was doing a video.
I wouldn't do that without you.
I was doing a great video.
International.
For those of you not familiar with what our game is, since we never describe it week to week, basically, Tom over there brings us movie titles, and then he also brings out their foreign correspondent titles. So sometimes, obviously, movies in the U.S. have different movies, translations, or titles abroad to better serve that country's marketing and what
specifically
their
China.
Public wants. Specifically, we focus on China a lot. Now, what he gives us of the three will be true and one will be false. We try and guess it. You're obviously free to guess along with us.
Yes.
All right, let's
bring up the Rosetta Stone because it's time for the international title game.
I should have given you an intro too. And JT does his normal karaoke lip sync thing.
That was me jumping on my computer, frantically trying to subscribe to my YouTube channel so I could not miss this great content that's coming out.
You know.
And then
that's
after
what I did yesterday.
And as soon as I saw that button say subscribe,
score. All right.
Self promotion, everybody.
Nothing.
Self promoting. We're coffee bean promoting.
I got big news too. I'll tell you at the end of the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's big.
Hey,
it's
we're going places.
It's bigger than big.
We're moving to China.
Yeah, you could be involved in it if you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hopefully.
Okay.
All right. So the foreign movie title game. We're going with Miracles in Heaven star Jennifer Garner,
Who
was formerly married to Ben Affleck.
Yeah, who's got a big movie coming out.
Who was Electra, like we stated earlier.
Yep.
And all these movies are from China here.
Okay.
Meets Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, they love her over there. They love those Capital One commercials or whatever she does.
She does a lot of commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does her thing. Electra is the first one.
Yes.
It's from China. It's called Unreal. Yeah.
Unreal.
Unreal.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Yeah, I have no idea because I never saw the movie.
I don't want to watch that movie. Okay. Ghosts of Girlfriend's Past. You know, the Matthew McConaughey, Breckenmeyer classic.
Don't remember this movie at all.
Find Old Love, Hemp.
Hemp?
Find Old Love, Hemp.
Hemp.
Yeah, hemp. Like weed, I guess.
Like hemp.
Yeah,
okay.
Like hemp.
That's interesting.
Like, okay.
Yeah, because I think he like smoked weed and goes back to the past or something.
Okay, that's
and, like,
weird.
Banks chicks or something.
Are they allowed to show that in China?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
I don't know.
Answer.
Pretty sure they make it over there.
Alexander in a Very Bad, Horrible, Who Cares What the Rest of the Title Is.
Oh, that Steve Carell movie. Yeah. They shot that when I used to live in Pasadena. The end of my road, they were shooting that movie for like 3 days. I walked around. I saw Steve Carell. I saw Jennifer Garner. Just chilling.
Yeah, they were hanging out.
It's a very family-friendly movie.
That's the end of the story.
Light,
I didn't do anything cool.
Easy.
Yeah. Alexander is a Failure.
This is a better title.
That is a better title. Yeah.
Dude, Where's My Car? Jennifer Garner had like a little role.
Oh, she played the one of the girlfriends. Yes. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yeah, she played like a dope. Dude, My Car Blanket. Dude, My Car Blanket.
Wow, you got some strange ones this week.
Yeah,
these are out there.
Electra, Unreal. Ghost of Girlfriend's Past. Find Old Love, Hemp. Alexander in a Very Bad Whatever. Alexander is a Failure. Dude, Where's My Car? Dude, My Car Blanket.
All right, I have my choice.
Okay, go.
Alexander is a Failure.
Why? Because it's the one that makes sense?
It's the only one. It sounds like English. Like, I can't imagine China having that good of a translation.
I'm gonna go with hemp. I'm gonna go with the hemp one.
Find old love hemp?
Yeah. I'm just really confused why hemp is in there. Yeah. And it doesn't sound like a Chinese thing to put in there.
Yeah, they like hemp over there.
Okay, well, I'm still choosing it.
They are the main manufacturer of hemp.
I think you're making things up.
Woody Harrelson goes over there and gets his
hemp. I don't know if you're trying to convince me because you want me to win or you're trying to convince me because you want me to lose.
They're also huge fans. China's also a huge fan of Sean Kemp.
Oh, Sean Kemp as well.
He's huge over there.
And Steve Kemp, an old Yankee.
Yep. All right, so let's hear. Marissa, the engineer, what do we got?
I think it's Electra Unreal.
Ooh. All got different answers.
That title makes no sense either.
Yeah, okay, so listen.
Somebody's right.
Someone's right. Eliminate one of us.
You're eliminated.
Damn it. Every time.
It is. It's Alexander is a Failure.
Damn it.
Which is a much better title, I think.
Yeah, yeah, it's better. It's way better.
So who won?
It would be the engineer.
Marissa?
Yes.
Nice job.
Winning.
Electra Unreal.
Why'd you call it Unreal?
Because it, Unreal is in the title.
It's Unreal that a movie got made?
Yeah, pretty much. It says like futuristic something does something unreal or something like that. So now it's just Unreal.
I took a piece of
that. I see what you did.
Good job. That's like 3 weeks in a row that the engineers won.
So basically the engineers are better than us.
She might have your Chinese website.
I thought you had my towels.
I don't.
I thought I did too.
I switched them up. I told you that.
Yeah.
I shaved my beard a little bit and then I did something to my eyes.
He had them surgically put closer together.
Yeah, and I've been using like the late great Emmanuel Stewart.
Okay.
My goal was to be, you know, poked in both eyes with one finger.
I'm just gonna start staring at you more to try and see these new facial expressions.
What if I did this? That might be able to do it.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, because you guys, these. I feel like our top five grossing list is in bad taste in a way. Why? Because we just went from Jennifer Garner movies, and now we're going into top five grossing Ben Affleck films.
Yeah, she's the top. He's the bottom. You know, we led with her, and then he's on the bottom.
So are we more team Jennifer Garner? Although they seem to be fine.
No, Ben Affleck's the best.
Yeah, they seem to be fine. They're on good stuff. Affleck's a big Patriots fan. He's from the Boston area, so I support him.
He refused to wear a Yankee hat in Gone Girl. He wouldn't wear it, so he was like, I'm not going to wear that.
That's all I ever need to hear.
How about a Met hat? He's like, good, I'll wear a Met hat.
That's right, everybody. Everyone listening, Batman's a Patriots fan.
All right, so let's get into his top five grossing films, which will be changing after and probably. We'll see how quickly. There is a chance that this list could change by the end of this weekend.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if it'll happen, but it could change by just this weekend.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because number five. And with other people, that might be easier to say. Yeah. But his list is money-making movies.
That's true.
So number five is Gone Girl, which has 175, almost 176 million.
Great movie.
Great
thriller.
It's really good, right?
I liked his sex scene with Emily Ratajkowski. It was a great scene.
Oh,
Rosamund Pike was fantastic. I thought she deserved the
Oscar
for that.
She was amazing.
Yeah, she was
amazing
fantastic,
she was
hot.
When you see somebody like that girl and you're like, oh, she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone's like, that was the girl, Gone Girl.
Yeah.
And you're like, I got to go back and watch that scene right away.
Mm-hmm.
It's great when that happens.
Absolutely. And then, you know, also, you know, Seth Rogen was up for that part.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, he was up for Ben Affleck's
part. That would have been horrible.
I don't know.
No way.
I don't hate him.
Ben was perfect for
it. I'm not like a huge Ben Affleck fan. Mm-hmm. I like him, but I just when I think of my favorite actors, he doesn't come into my mind.
He's a better
director. However, I would say that his film list, like his career, what he's been in, is like one of my favorite careers.
Interesting.
Because he goes all over the board.
He makes great choices. I mean, he started as a bully. He was cast as a bully.
He was not always making great choices. He went through a really bad run.
He made great choices when he was getting cast as like a bully in Days Confused and Mallrats and all these other things.
No, that's not Damon.
So he was in these movies, and then before he was a leading man, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But then he, you know, got with J-Lo, and I mean, I would have been mesmerized by what she was doing. He was probably just, he didn't even know what was going on anymore. He was probably like, do you want to do Jill? He's like, yeah. And then he just goes to her house. I mean, wow.
But he really does. He does so many genres.
Yeah.
Most of, even when he's changing genres, they do very well. Obviously, you've got everything from like Good Will Hunting to Shakespeare in Love, which is a supporting role, to, I don't want to hit too many on this list before we keep going.
I liked him in Project Greenlight, too. I thought he was great.
Oh, those are great. I love that show.
So let's keep going up this list.
Brokeshire LeBouf.
The Sum of All Fears comes in at number 4 with 178.
That's a pretty weak movie. It was a Jack Ryan. Right? It was the Jack Ryan reboot, and they rebooted again with Chris Pine since, which was, I can't remember what it was called, Jack Ryan something.
Jack Reacher.
No, it's not Jack Reacher. It's Tom Cruise.
Was Jack Reacher around?
that's another movie.
Yeah.
The fact that we don't know is not a good sign.
Morgan Freeman was in this. It was an okay movie, actually. It was like a decent little 90s thriller, but I think it was actually early 2000s. But
Harrison Ford was on to do it, but then he had fights with the director, and he was like, I'm off.
No way, really?
And then the director jumped off as well, and then he did it with Affleck.
Okay. Yeah. Number 3, Good Will Hunting.
One of my all-time faves.
One of almost so many people's almost all-time faves.
I love
faves
this movie.
I've cried. I cried during that.
Yeah, you want to talk about a movie? Yeah, you want to talk about where I almost cried? There you go.
$256 million. Dollars.
You know, the crazy thing, Mel Gibson, before Van Zandt, was supposed to direct this.
No way, really?
Yeah, Mel Gibson. That would have been amazing.
Very interesting. Still would have been good.
He was going to play the professor as well.
Oh, but, interesting.
That role couldn't...
No, you're not talking about Ron Williams' role.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I thought you meant the professor.
He's the psychologist.
School.
No, there's the math professor.
That's what he would play, the psychologist.
Listen,
therapist.
Listen, R.I.P. Ron Williams.
Yeah.
He's fantastic in this movie.
Yes.
He's the
signature role.
He won deservedly.
You know what... it's great about this movie. Obviously, people say, like, you know, they didn't write this thing and all the hoopla that goes around it. No, I don't believe that. I mean, I believe that they did have help with it. This guy, William Goldman, who was a script doctor or whatever. they were handing it around to studios with a Ben Affleck, Matt Damon sex scene just sandwiched in the middle, like a gay male-on-male sex scene in the middle of the movie. People were reading it and they weren't saying anything. The only person who commented on it was Harvey Weinstein, and they were like, "What? Why is that in there?" And they were just like, "We want to see if anybody was actually reading this thing."
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that.
And what
before.
Happened was, they went with obviously Miramax, and the rest is history.
Yeah,
there you go.
Great movie.
Pearl Harbor comes in at number 2, $305 million.
I was so excited for this movie. I remember seeing the trailer thinking, this is going to be effing amazing. Because he's coming, I mean, Michael Bay, this one, he's actually coming off a few hit movies. And the patriotism, and I love patriotism. I was like, I'm ready to see this movie. And the first time I saw it, first of all, you can't help but be impressed by some of the action scenes in this movie. If you just cut out certain scenes, like, that's the reason alone to have, like, a home theater in your house.
Oh, of course.
Grab Pearl Harbor and just do the, I mean, the problem is it's 3 hours. And there's maybe an hour worth of good action. Mm-hmm. And there's 2 hours of basically crap.
I wouldn't mind if they rebooted this, but just
It's a true story. They don't need a reboot.
Yeah,
just try to tell that story again.
Right.
Yeah, like Tora 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 is like the original film, which a lot of people obviously say is way better than this film. I heard it's really good. It's an old black and white World War II film about the, you know, Pearl Harbor. It all takes place in one day. I would love to see a serious take on Pearl Harbor. This thing just feels so much like a Hollywood product.
That's what it was.
That's all how Michael Bay knows how to do. I mean, he tried to do it with 13 Hours, but even when I saw 13 Hours this year, still felt like, oh, man, this is such a Hollywood type movie.
Well, he's out of his mind. He's
all
done.
Right. Top one on the list is Armageddon, $373 million.
Boom. What a fun movie. It's a fun blockbuster summer movie, man.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
What a great cast, by the way. First of all, you got Owen Wilson, who's before he was really Owen Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Willis, Ben Affleck.
Buscemi.
Just coming off the Good Will Hunting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Buscemi.
Jackie
Michael
Chan.
Clark Duncan.
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan's
not in it.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
Liv Tyler, yeah. I mean, just a great cast.
Very.
Very stupid movie.
Yeah.
I mean, landing on an asteroid. If you think about it, we're going to fly up and land on an asteroid.
Let's not get into that.
Yeah, but I remember seeing this, I think, around Thanksgiving with my family.
I feel like I just watched this again recently.
A great song by Aerosmith.
Oh, Aerosmith. That song alone probably made an extra $10 million.
Diane Warren,
but,
I think, wrote that.
This list will be changing. I think we're going to see...
Yes.
We could see number 5... on this list completely gone.
Maybe four. Yeah.
And then definitely I think
it'll be number one in
it's gonna be number one in a couple of weeks, so that will start affecting our predictions because we're going into upcoming films.
All right, listen, there's some smaller films we will talk about.
Well, let's get them out of the way real quick, and then we'll talk about the real
one. You want to get about the big you want to work our way from the bottom?
Yeah,
start from the bottom over here.
Starting down from the bottom over here.
Okay.
That's what I do.
That's what we should do.
Let's do it real quick.
I've never started from the top before my entire life. I go from the feet up.
Understood.
Well, now I just have to leave. No. I saw The Light is...
Hank Williams' biography starring Tom Hiddleston, which his name alone makes me somewhat curious to see it. I like him in all his roles he's done. He's great as Loki.
Hank Williams Jr., right?
Yeah.
He was a badass.
Yeah, he was up there with Johnny Cash.
Yeah, this will be a legit movie. That guy was a badass.
Now, unfortunately, the reviews, I think, coming out of the film festival weren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why we're not here. I'm barely hearing about this movie until I saw it becoming.
I thought it was a Jesus movie before this because I saw The Light, you know.
Oh, I saw the. I saw The Light from Heaven.
I think if you asked 10 people. You asked 10 people if they'd seen this movie, you might get one person. So
heard about it. 1 out of 100, maybe. maybe something I'll probably catch on Netflix once it hits, just to see if it's as bad as everyone says.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Get a Job.
Yes.
Was it a comedy? Miles Teller and somebody else?
It's Miles Teller and Anna Kendrick. Two up-and-coming great young actors.
But ooh. I hadn't heard much about this.
I saw a trailer for it months ago. And it's just about two kids who get out of college and are struggling to eat. Basically, every story.
Bryan Cranston is in it.
Oh, is he really?
As well, and Allison Brie.
I think Cranston plays the father.
Life after college graduation is not exactly going as planned for Will and Jillian, who find themselves lost in a sea of increasingly strange jobs. But with help from their family, friends, and coworkers, they soon discover that the most important and hilarious adventures are the ones that we don't see coming.
That's a pass.
Yeah, it just sounds like, you know, I live this. So Bryan I don't need Cranston, to watch a movie about it.
This is so... Bryan Cranston is...
He'll do anything.
Plays the father of Miles Teller or the boss?
I don't know, but he's like first listed.
Yeah, maybe it's only because they want to grab... Listen, I see the trailer. He's barely in the trailer, I can tell you that.
Okay.
He's probably in for like 5 minutes.
But like, again, with those two actors, I'd be a little interested in checking out if it was on Netflix one day. Mm-hmm. But unless I'm hearing some rave reviews, it's probably got very limited release this weekend.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very limited. I mean, there's almost no theaters left for what's coming out.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies that are finally...
Useless?
No.
You know, when it comes to beloved characters coming back to the theater...
Like we just saw Zoolander 2.
Yeah.
After 10 years.
This is going to go right
now. Now we have another...
Now we have My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
What is this? How many years after?
It's like 15 or
something. Like that. It's like 12.
It was like 2000.
My internet's going to like not
2002.
Yeah, 2002.
They caught lightning in a bottle with the first one. It's a terrible movie.
I never saw it.
And
have you seen it?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh yeah,
it's terrible.
Okay.
It's like a family.
My sister
movie.
Likes it. That's all I know.
This will never do that much money again.
Marissa,
oh no.
Did you see this?
This will open up at like 15.
I've seen the
first one. Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved it.
That's funny. I was working in a movie theater when this came out. I remember like. A lot of people came and saw it, and I was like, what is this movie? And the big deal was it was a small, very small budget film.
Yeah.
It kind of came out of nowhere, a la Blair Witch. Not that small, but it was very small. And
it was a good time for indies and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm just...
Not now.
I don't know how this movie's going to do. It's been too long.
It's been so long.
It's too long. Nobody cares.
Nobody...
It could do...
The people who watched it are dead now, and then... Now there's new people, and there's no more Greeks anymore because they all moved back to Greece. So they're not going to watch it either.
You know that Maria is Greek.
Thanks for coming to our last show, everybody.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
So now we are going to be fired, all of us.
It's been nice.
Do you know where you work?
I'm best friends with her dad.
I literally saw the trailer for this, and I thought I was looking to see if Maria made a cameo. I wouldn't be surprised if she showed up in this movie.
They should have did that.
I agree.
Should have. Should have got Maria. Makes everything better.
All right.
Maria makes everything better.
Yeah, she does.
Keep saying.
Maria Menounos.
Come on.
Makes everything better.
Especially pool parties.
Especially pool parties.
Yeah. All right. Getting into before we talk about the juggernaut.
Okay.
Hold on.
I was ready.
We're gonna just go over the fact that opening this weekend and everything is just getting like horrible reviews. Besides. Midnight Special, which we talked about, which has 86.
We've
got Divergent at like 10%. Miracles from Heaven, 54. The Bronze, 32. London's Fallen, 25. Perfect Match, 31. Like, just so many things.
Yep.
Zootopia, Cloverfield, Deadpool, Midnight Special are the ones that are doing well. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot's coming in at 63. So far, people might be craving even more a movie they can be really passionate about.
This next movie we're about to talk about is Critic Proof, especially for the first weekend.
Yes.
Except for you.
Except for what?
Except for you.
When my review comes out midnight Monday, everybody, take it as gospel.
Be on the lookout.
Be on the lookout. YouTube channel, JT Movie Thinks.
Okay.
I'll be one of the first ones out there, trust me.
Batman versus...
Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Are you ready?
I am ready. Are you ready, Finstock? What do you get excited for, man?
You know,
of all the comic book movies, I'm not that excited about this one.
I don't know. Come about on, guys. I don't know.
If J Lo was playing Wonder Woman, you'd be there opening day.
I prefer Sarah playing Wonder Woman. Okay. That would be hot.
Are we going to do costumes next week?
No. We should.
Superman.
Find me a Wonder Woman costume. I think it's
interesting. I think Affleck's going to do great. Look, Warner Brothers screened this movie. Mm-hmm. And the executives stood up and applauded.
Yeah.
And they immediately signed Affleck to two more Batman movies. I mean, I think it's going to be, I hope it doesn't, I don't know. I'm not in love with Zack Snyder. I just don't love what he does.
I understand. I can understand that.
And I think there's going to be some corny aspects. I think Jesse Eisenberg will do well as Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm.
You know who they really originally wanted for Lex Luthor, but he didn't want to do it?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
Oh, really? So they went way younger when they couldn't get him.
Yeah. I mean, Gene Hackman is the best Lex Luthor of all time. No one's going to top amazing. That. He's fantastic.
Christopher Reeve will be the best Superman ever, too.
That's correct. I mean, Affleck at 40 is the old. I think he's 40 now, is the oldest Batman ever cast.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll knock it out of the park. We're going to see something interestingly different here. But I don't know. There's a little corniness in it. I don't want that.
I don't know where you see that.
This is a movie that...
The only person that comes for me that in the trailer is Eisenberg, where he's like, Superman!
You're gonna fight me!
That's the only corniness I've seen in the trailer.
I have been worried about this movie for a little bit.
Really?
However, I do still think I'm going to see it opening weekend because I don't want to have high expectations for this. I don't want to get anything too high. I like superhero movies a lot. Mm-hmm. I like comic book movies. There's just always been something about this since the trailers came out that it just seems like there's going to be some sort of either character flaw or change in values for who we're following that I don't know if I'm going to be on board for. Just from the trailers, I'm assuming that. So
I hated Man of Steel.
You hated it?
I didn't like it. But I did like The Dark Knight.
You can't even think about The Dark Knight when it comes to this franchise.
But he's Batman. Yeah, but that's Batman.
Did you like Man of Steel? Yeah.
And that's a shrug.
Okay, here's the deal.
Chris Duckman saw it fought five times.
Yeah, three times.
Zach Sheridan didn't like that.
I liked Man of Steel. I didn't love it. I totally agree with that. But the problem was they brought on the writer who worked on Argo and has worked on all Ben Affleck's film. Mm-hmm. Can't remember his name. Sue me. But he's apparently a really great writer. He's actually working on Justice League, which starts shooting in a few weeks.
Yeah, and is coming out 2017.
Yes.
And it's like next DC is year. Back, right?
Yeah.
Because we haven't had a DC movie in...
Since Green Lantern.
This will put a bad movie.
Was it Rises or Green Lantern? If it was Green Lantern, then they're in trouble.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Man of Steel is 2013.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't really want to count Rises because that was Nolan's thing, okay? Mm-hmm. That was not DC's thing. That was Nolan's thing.
Okay.
This is DC's thing coming out. Their first one was Green Lantern, and it was horrible. They have so much riding on this. I can't think of a time where I've gone to a movie not knowing if it's going to be good, but been rooting for it, hoping for it to be as really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Avengers, you had Iron Man, you had First Avenger. I was like, they're going to knock this out of the park. I really thought Avengers was going to be awesome. I knew going in it was going to be awesome. I didn't have much doubt. This one,
much hope.
It's when you go on the chat boards or you go talk to people about this movie. Everyone, there's a curiosity more than any other films.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Avengers, it was just excitement and like, oh, man.
There's not much dialogue in the trailer.
It's going to be so awesome. Yeah. But with this one, it's like, I need to know what this is going to be. I need to know how this is going to work. I need to know if this is going to be good. So the intrigue level is at an all-time high.
That's true.
Now, if it turns out to be great, which I heard from secondhand people, I've yet to hear someone say they didn't like it. From the people of other people and the small things I read online. Who saw it?
I mean, is, you know, anybody?
Well,
who has
there was
saw
a screening
this?
Last week,
okay.
And quite a few people saw it.
Okay.
And all I heard is like one of the writer for Entertainment Weekly tweeted out he liked it a lot, and that's all he said.
Because he can't say anything.
He can't say anything. You can't do a full review right now. But so far it's been good, but we're still.
It's like you're taking a breath.
So you're just walking on glass, man. But I love Batman. I love Superman. I just hope I have no problem with them going the really dark route. Like, you want, look at
I
the
hope they do.
Look at the trailer for Batman v Superman. It looks nothing like any of the Marvel films. I think that's a great way to go about it. Mm-hmm. Even though it's a comic movie, it looks so much different in tone. Whether mm-hmm. you just want to call it dark, it looks more comic booky. Like, it looks more graphic novel. Like, just shots from the trailer that look like straight from the graphic novel. Okay. There's not a lot of shots like that in a Marvel
So, money-wise, getting into this.
This is interesting.
Now, listen, it's a 2.5 hour movie. Maybe a little bit more. Two hours, 35 minutes.
Jesus.
So it's longer than Man of Steel was. It's longer than the last couple Marvel films.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to put that into... So you look with trailers, you're looking at 3 hours. That's going to limit the times this movie could play over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But the pre-sales have been outpacing Avengers, and it's been outpacing Fast 7.
Mm-hmm. It ain't outpacing Star Wars.
We're not getting close to Star Wars money. I'm sorry.
What, not happening. 247 opening weekend Star Wars?
Yeah, it's not going to get there for sure. I'm going to go ahead and predict real quick. So we all have number one, obviously, Batman v Superman.
Yes.
The rest is scraps. I think it doesn't really matter. I will say it's going to make $185 million.
That's where I'm at. Because, okay, in general, predictions are from, like...
Thursday night.
No, I'm saying where people are estimating from is typically, around 140 to 180.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
But they're so bad lately with their tracking. No one saw Deadpool opening the way it did.
Tracking is useless.
Tracking is last year has been really bad.
A bunch of 80-year-olds.
I don't trust. And Christian Harloff was saying this on Collider recently. Like, he doesn't trust it anymore because so many times has it been just totally off.
Yeah.
So I'm just going by interest and people around. And I really, if it wasn't as long as it was, I would probably get closer to the $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because it's so long.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna hurt a little bit.
Getting back to that, like the tracking is the same thing I did with Star Wars. Everybody's like, high industry execs were like, "You're crazy. This one's not gonna do 250 opening weekend or $1 billion domestic. This will do one something whatever, and then like end up at like 650 domestic." I'm like, "You guys are crazy. You guys know nothing."
Yeah, I didn't doubt Star Wars at all.
And these guys are, heavy tracking people who get paid a lot of money to predict movies. Clearly, they know nothing.
So, what are you guys saying? What are you thinking? What are you predicting?
Watch this all just be really wrong after this conversation.
Listen, if it did break 200, I wouldn't be shocked. I don't think it's going to be there.
I'm going to go, I think you could do, they're going to open up Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm. So well, Thursday, we're on 10, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's...
All the movies do that now.
Yeah. Exactly. 10, 16. I'm going to go 192.
Wow, so you're really close to me.
Yeah.
You just went a little bit higher.
I was going to be right around 2, but I'll take...
I'm going to go 192.
No one's going 200, huh?
I don't think it can do 200.
That's okay. A lot.
And I was going to say around 180, because
I'll be right in the middle.
Darn it. I don't want to take the low end, but I can't go high. I should have guessed first.
You can go 195.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to go all the way up there.
I like 192.
I'm going to say 178.
I think it's
178. Okay. 178, 185, 190.
192.
Interesting.
I think it's going to bust on Thursday and Friday. It's going to go crazy money. And then Saturday it's going to explode.
Okay, so that's all of our number ones. That's all of our number ones. And it's all going to Batman versus Superman.
Does it even matter?
Does it even matter? We could just do some estimates. Big Fat Creek Wedding.
I think Zootopia beats that.
Should we do our top five or just want to give estimates?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Go.
Number one, Batman v Superman, duh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number two, Zootopia. It's a counter programming.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, my Big Fat Greek Wedding, I guess, only because it's so different than those two movies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I could see it doing okay. And I don't think that's going to be a big number either. It's going to be a small number. All these three, four, five, small numbers.
Mm-hmm. Teens. Teens for Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yeah, so I'll go Batman v Superman, Zootopia, Wedding, then I'll go Divergent, and then I'll end it with I'll go 10 Cloverfield. No, I'll go Miracles for Heaven.
I'm the exact same list.
That's
what I thought. That's why I was like, I don't know.
It comes down to who guessed the best number.
Yeah, that's what we'll go with.
That's what
I think you're going to get it.
I don't know.
I think you are. I think you are.
No, I think it's going to hit
190. It could break 200.
Okay, it could. All right, we have some time for some callers this week. We can do a top five, a question. Do we have a caller on the
If you want to do questions, because let's be honest, There's not gonna be much of a top five this week.
No, there's not.
That's
give
true.
Us give us your estimate for Batman v Superman,
or expectations or doubts
yeah.
about
or Batman how you think the movie's gonna be, and we'll see. Hey, who do we got? Box Office Breakdown.
Well, this is Boss Turner.
Of course it is.
Yes.
Of course it is.
What's up, boss?
What's up, boss?
Not much.
All right. Well, tell me real quick. Well, how much do you think?
I'm here with Batman v Superman.
Yep.
I want to say 190.
190? Okay. Oh, right between me and Finstock. Yes.
Okay.
I like that, boss. I think that's right. I think you're right on point with that.
Do you?
Yeah. I think it's going to make 190.
Are you excited to see this movie?
No, I'm not seeing it, but I won't wait till it comes out on Hulu. I want to see the R-rated version.
Oh, that's right. Ah. Extra half an hour added to the movie.
So it's going to be a
3-hour movie. It's going to be rated R. Yeah, hit us with a question, man.
Dude, when's that come out?
Every January comes out. I know January is my birthday. We always get a horrible horror movie all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw one this year. It was total disaster. Last year, disaster. The year before, two was all right, but bad, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. January gets a ton of bombs. And
it's the garbage month. It is the garbage month. Yeah, mm-hmm. It is garbage. You know what's funny? We didn't talk about it, but we're getting this movie in March. This type of movie is the stuff you get during summer and holidays.
Mm-hmm. They keep extending forward.
Batman v Superman and Next Day No One, the box office, probably through a whole month of April, because something really coming out is going to be against it.
That's true. It's kind of a smart move by Warner Brothers because there's nothing to compete with, really.
There's no such thing as a summer blockbuster anymore.
You got Bioshock 3 coming out next month. You got the Punch-Man prequel coming out. I'm seeing both of those two movies, but none of those are
going to
make big money.
No, that's true.
That's true. Yeah. And Barbershop will do well.
Well, this is the thing. With what movies are doing, we've talked about it before, the discrepancy between you either have super small budgets or you have these giant budgets, and studios are really getting on board with these franchises. From the comic book surge to the young adult novels to everything.
Everybody wants brand marketing.
Everyone wants at least like a month to run your film.
Yeah.
So the summer blockbuster is expanding. It is not Memorial Day weekend anymore. It's not for 4th of July anymore.
Look at Deadpool.
Just more and more and more. So right now we do have, as you said, boss, January kind of is a little bit of a dumping ground. Maybe. We see a ton of flops.
I know. I'll put the point in my mom, my birthday, so we can't crap all movies at mom.
I get you, man. I get you.
Yeah, I mean, I get September. Yeah. I don't get many. My birthday's in September. I don't get that many good movies.
Yeah,
either.
I got August. Memorial so I get the
weekend.
I know.
All right. Well, hey, boss. Thanks so much, man. Keep calling, man. Love hearing from you.
Always enlightening, right, boss.
All
thanks.
Right, bye.
Later, buddy.
I always get a movie on my birthday.
August. You know, I always learn something from boss when he calls.
Me too, man.
I mean, he is just on his game.
All right, well, we have another caller. Thanks for calling Box Office Breakdown. Who do we got?
Hi, it's Kristen.
Yes.
Kristen, how are you?
Yeah, she's,
I love
we haven't it. Heard What's you, up, from Kristen? You in a while. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing awesome. You seeing Batman v Superman this weekend?
Of course I am.
Are you excited for it?
Oh, yeah.
You think it's going to be good?
I hope so.
I'm with you.
Tell me if it was okay. I'm just hoping this is good. So
you're not going to see my big fat Greek wedding too, are you?
No.
You're not Greek, right?
You
you're
said
Italian.
That in such an accusatory way that if she had said yes, like that was uncomfortable.
Well, I thought Kristen was Greek. Are you half Greek?
No. Okay. I'm Polish and Italian.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's perfect.
Still good food.
Yeah, they got good food. They have Polish meatballs.
How much do you think they're going to Batman v Superman's going to make this weekend?
Well, Boss Turner took my number just now, 190. Snap. So I'll just go up 1 million by salty, 191.
And Finstock said 192.
Well, geniuses think alike. I mean, obviously, Boss Turner's going to be right. So, you know, we're close to being right, but Boss Turner's going to win, obviously.
All right, we want to check in our call, Kristen. So you got a question we can answer for you?
I do have a question for you guys. Okay, so I'm not sure if you guys remember that Batman vs. Superman announced that, like, back in 2014, it was going to come out May 6th, and that was the day Captain America was going to come out the same day.
Mm-hmm.
If anything didn't, like, change with the release date-wise, which one would you guys rather see, Batman vs. Superman or Captain America Civil War?
Civil War.
I mean, here's the thing. You're saying this
That's a quick answer.
If we could only see one that weekend...
Yeah, exactly one.
Obviously, because obviously we would have saw, I would have seen both. I remember when they did announce Batman v Superman, I said, holy crap, Civil War and Batman v Superman in the same weekend. I said to myself, that happens. That is going to be like the ultimate. The money, one of them had to move because there's not enough money out there from the ground.
There's not enough theaters. There was probably so much over like theater counts, the discrepancies, like who gets what, talking about that. Oh, people were angry.
So what would you have picked?
Civil War.
You would pick Civil War.
Civil War.
I would go with Batman for Superman because here's really like the deal. Marvel.
It would kill me to make this choice. And I think I would go Batman v Superman only because I've seen the Avengers. I've seen Avengers 2. Mm-hmm. Avengers 2 wasn't that great. I think Civil War, if you're telling me which is going to be a better movie, I think Civil War will be the better movie. But I can't pass up on a chance of seeing Batman v Superman
together.
That's
the thing. If I had one, I've told you, my dilemma with Batman v Superman is I just don't know if it's going to do something that I don't like. And while I think it's going to make maybe some bold choices, go out there, I do like the look of it. I just know that there's a 25% chance that there's something in there that I do not like. And if I know that and I had to compare, I'm going to pick Civil War.
I like the human aspect of it all.
Which one?
Lex Luthor. Oh, okay. It's more grounded.
Well, Iron Man's human. He does have powers.
Yeah, but I'm more of a grounded guy. That's why I think Batman Superman is better.
All right, Crystal, thanks so much for that question. That's a tough one. But yeah, I'd go Batman Superman only because I gotta see those two characters again.
I'm excited for once we actually do get to see both of these movies and they're out, and then we can say which one do we like better. Yeah. That's the more fun question.
I'll go on record saying Batman and Superman will be better.
I think it'll probably be Civil War. But all right, thanks, Kristen. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. And that is our show, everybody.
We got time for one more now? I don't know if we have time for one more
because...
Can we get Boston again? I think two calls or one... Is that possible?
One more call. All right, here we go. It's not our two all-stars. Who do we have here? Welcome to Boss Ass Breakdown. Who do we got?
This is Ryan from Arizona.
Ryan from Arizona. What's up, buddy? What do you got to ask today?
Or we can get a number as well.
Wait. Yeah, well, give us your Batman v Superman number. What do you think it's going to make this weekend?
I would say 172.
Interesting. The lowest so far out of us. Do you think that's because of the running time, or do you just think it's... What brought you to that number?
Well... Probably for me, my expectations aren't all that high.
Okay.
And I do know a lot of people that do want to see it, but I don't think it's going to be like 190.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Okay. The only reason why you got the two most famous characters in comic book history. Mm-hmm. I think people are underestimating that a little bit.
I mean, Superman is
But you also have beast. Like Christopher Nolan, like fanatics who are so prepared because it's Christopher Nolan, and I'm sorry, but I don't think the Superman movies lately have really been pulling in love.
True.
They've been pulling Batman. In numbers, but on love, like this is a different Batman, and the character obviously just
geekdom is an all time high right now. It's out of this world. Look at Deadpool.
Real quick, Ryan, you got one question before we let you go.
With this year kind of being like almost the big year for comic book movies, what comic book movie do you think will be the best and make the most?
That's interesting. That is interesting. Well, listen, Deadpool, actually, it's crazy to think Deadpool could be, but I honestly think it's going to be between the two movies we were just talking about, Civil War and Batman v Superman. Mm-hmm. The reason I will kind of go towards Batman v Superman is only because it's coming in a less crowded time.
How much do you think Suicide Squad's making?
Oh, Suicide, that's a good point. I think...
It's not going to make that.
You got the Joker, which is huge.
Yeah.
But you don't have anyone else besides him to really... It's not Batman and Superman.
I think you have the actors in that.
Yeah, it has some good actors.
I think Suicide Squad does Deadpool money. But I think both of these movies do more than Deadpool.
Civil War is going to do Avenger-type money because it looks like an Avenger film.
Of course.
And Batman v Superman...
So Batman v Superman's really good?
Yeah, that's another thing. But again, it comes out in March. You have nothing to compete with.
Yeah.
Civil War start in May. 2 weeks later, you're going to have another big blockbuster coming out.
True.
So I just think I think if it wasn't for the time releases, I think it would be much closer. I'll give the edge to Batman v Superman just because they have a lot of room to play in.
I got Civil War. I think Civil War can do probably.
Listen, the Spider-Man aspect.
$600 million
Thank you so much. Yeah. We do have to wrap it up.
Good call, man. Thanks.
Yeah, great question.
You're welcome.
We will be obviously tracking that for the rest of the year because that's what we do on this show is talk about the numbers. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us at the Popcorn Talk Network Box Office Breakdown. We are here on Sundays.
Yes,
I'm your host, Sarah Stratton. You can find me at Sarah_Stratton. You can find JT at his new YouTube channel.
That's right, guys. Just go on YouTube, search JT Movie Thinks. You'll find all my old podcast episodes on SK Podcast Network, but look for the Batman v Superman discussion and review. That's when you'll know you're on my channel. You can't miss me. Just a little picture of me.
So they can subscribe to you.
Subscribe to me.
You can subscribe to us.
Yeah.
You got anything?
I'm off in stock. You'll see me.
Around?
Perfect.
I'm coming.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.